We began discussing the Aseres Hadibros, and we know that the Aseres Hadibros are explicated twice throughout Torah Shebichzav, one time in Parshas Yitzro, this week's Parsha, and another in Parshas Veschanan. And yet there seems to be a number of differences between the Aseres Hadibros written in Parshas Yisro and the Aseres Hadibros written in Parshas Veschanan, Al-Kidaitach, that many of the Rishonim discuss, which in fact were on the Luchos, right? Was it the way it's written in Parshas Yisro? Was it the way it was written in Parshas Veschanan? Perhaps the first Luchos had it the way it was written in Parshas Yisro, and the second Luchos had it the way it was written in Parshas Veschanan. One of the famous discrepancies between the Luchos Rishonos or the Luchos Shnias, or perhaps at least the Aseres Hadibros in Parshas Yisro and the Aseres Hadibros in Parshas Veschanan, it comes when it comes to the mitzvah of Shabbos. We know that the Torah tells us in this week's Parsha Perikei, Zochor es Yom Shabbos Likadsho. Zochor es Yom Shabbos Likadsho. Remember Shabbos. Zochor es Yom Shabbos Likadsho. That's the pasuk from which we learn out the mitzvah of Kiddush. The mitzvahs asay of Shabbos, many of them are learned out from Zochor es Yom HaShabbos Likadsho. However, in Parshas Veschanan, the Torah doesn't say Zochor es Yom HaShabbos Likadsho, rather, Shomer es Yom HaShabbos Likadsho, Kasher Tzivcho Hashem Elokecha. Two differences. First of all, it switches from Zochor to Shomer, and it adds on Kasher Tzivcho Hashem Elokecha. Let's focus for a minute on the difference between Zochor and Shomer. Zochor, we mentioned, we learned out mitzvahs asay of Shabbos, primarily the mitzvah of Kiddush. We have to make a mitzvah asay daraisa to make Kiddush every Shabbos. And Shomer comes for the mitzvahs lo asay. The Ramban actually spends a great deal of time discussing this difference in his parish on this week's parsha. The Ramban writes, a very well-known Ramban, Chazal tell us that they are B'dibur Echad, and the Ramban explains, what does this mean? What's the difference between Zohar and Shomer? So the Ramban goes to great detail. This is often understood, this Ramban, to be the explanation for why the Torah tells us, Asay Doich Elois Asay. We know that the Torah tells us, we learned that in the Gemara in Maseches Yevamos, the beginning of Yevamos, as well as other places in Shas, that when we come into a conflict between an Asay and a Lois Asay, so the Torah tells us, Asay is Doicha Lois Asay. And we learn it out from different psukim, it's a Machokis Rishonim, exactly where we learn it out from, but the Ramban seems to be giving us an explanation for that in this week's Parsha, where the Ramban tells us as follows, there's Zohar and there's Shomer. There's the mitzvahs Asay, Chazal tell us, learned out from Zohar, and the mitzvahs Los Asay of Shabbos, learned out from Shomer. Ve'emesu gamken, ki midas Zohar ramzu b'mitzvahs Asay, v'hu ha'yotzei midas Ava. The mitzvahs Asay, that which we do for the Rabbanu Shalom, we actively do for the Rabbanu Shalom, comes from a place of Avas Hashem. It's an expression of love of God. Ha'ava v'hula midas harachamim, and that is corresponds to the midah of rachamim. Ki ha'oisim mitzvahs adonav avlo, because when you do something for another person, it's an expression of love. So when you do something kaviyachol for the Rabbanu Shalom, it's an expression of ava, avas Hashem. Mitzvahs asay are expressions of avas Hashem. V'adonav merachim alav, and that will cause the Rabbanu Shalom to have rachmanos anas. Umida Shomer, says the Ramban, b'mitzvahs loisaseh. That's referring to the mitzvahs loisaseh, the melachos of Shabbos. V'hu l'midas hadin, and that refers to the midas hadin, corresponds to the midas hadin. V'yoytze mimidas hayira, and the mitzvahs loisaseh are an expression of yira. So you have the midas aseh of the Torah, which is an expression of avas Hashem, says the Ramban. You have the mitzvahs lois asay of the Torah, which is an expression of yiras Hashem, says Ramban. Ki anishma me'asos dover harabe einav adonav yero so. It's an expression of yiras Hashem. V'lechei mitzvahs asay gedoyla mi mitzvahs lois asay. And therefore, a mitzvahs asay is gedoyla, is greater than a mitzvahs lois asay. And that's why they explain. That's why we say, asay is doicha lois asay. However, parenthetically, many of the Chronim point out, we say Asay Doicha Leisa, say in all places except the mikdash. Ein asei doicha loisa asei she b'mikdash. Why? B'mikdashi tira'u. In the mikdash is a place where yira overrides ava. Generally, ava overrides yira. Asei doicha loisa asei api the Ramban. Mitzvah asei is an expression of love of God, overrides mitzvah loisa asei, which is an expression of fear of God. However, in the base on mikdash, b'mikdashi tira'u, mikdashi tira'u, in the mikdash, which midah overrides which? The midah of yira overrides ava. Therefore, ein asei doicha loisa asei sheben mikdash. However, this Ramban is difficult because although we know that an asei, the Ramban tells us, is the midah of ava, it's an expression of love of God, and the mitzvah loisa asei is a mitzvah of yira, an expression of fear of God, what the Ramban tells us, that's why an asei is greater than a loisa asei. Is that really the case? An asei is greater than a loisa asei? Normally we would assume, which is more chomer, a loisa asei or an asei? We know the chomer, when it comes to onchin for sure, it's the loisa asei which overrides asei. And on the contrary, if we don't have a case of asei doich a loisa asei, but if we have a case where a person has an option, I could either do a mitzvah asei, or I could keep myself from mitzvahs loisa asei. Of course, we would tell him, can't violate the asei, shev al taseh. So of course we hold that it's more severe the loisa asei. So what is the Ramban telling us? That a mitzvah asei is more chashuv, is more important, chashuva yoyser, from a mitzvahs loisa asei. So for this, I believe we have to take a look at another Maimer Chazal when it comes to this concept of the difference between Zohar and Shamar. We know that Chazal tell us Zohar and Shamar are not simply do they switch into different luchos, but Zohar and Shamar bidibur echonem. They were said with one dibur. They were said kiviyachol. The Rabbeinu Shem said it at one time when a human being can't comprehend. Still, the Rabbeinu Shem gave Zohar and Shamar at one time. Now the problem is as follows: twofold problem. One api halacha and one simply in understanding. The one api halacha comes from the Gemara Maseches Shvuos. Zohar and Shamar is not just a cute thing that Chazal tell us. You know, it was said at the same time. You have one in Yisro, another one in Veschanan, it was said at the same exact time. No, we learn out halachas from Zohar and Shamar. We know that when it comes to most mitzvahs, asei shezman grama, positive mitzvahs, which are time-bound, women are peturos from those mitzvahs. So women is pater from most mitzvahs, asei shezman grama. Therefore, the Gemara says, are they peturos from Kiddush? Are they peturos from the mitzvahs, asei of Shabbos? You would argue, yes, it's a mitzvahs, asei says man grama. Says the Gemara Maseches Shvuos, no. Since the mitzvahs, sin women are obligated in the mitzvahs loisa asei of Shabbos, the mitzvahs which are taught to us from Shamar, we know there's a hekesh between Shamar and Zachar. After all, b'dibur echonem, they were said at one time. So whoever is included in Shamar, by definition, is included in Zachar. Even if though, I'll pee the rules of mitzvah saseh shezman grama, you would argue women aren't obligated in Zachar, they're not obligated in Kiddush, since it's a package deal. If you're in Shamar, you're in Zachar, you're in Zachar, you're in Shamar, so it's a package deal. You're in one, you have to be in the other. Therefore, Nashim are obligated in Kiddush Hayom as well. So come many of the Achronim and say, that would be very nice if it's a real Hekish. A Hekish is when two things are written next to each other in the Torah. This is not a Hekish. You have one in Parshas Yisrael. If you want in Parshas Veschanan. Why? Because Chazal tell us, B'dibur Echon Nemru, Hechon Matzinu, that you have to compare things. But B'dibur Echon, it's in Agadita that Chazal come and say, B'dibur Echon Nemru. Therefore, we're going to learn out Halacha Al Pi Din. What bothers me more is this concept of bidibur echa nemru. What is this concept of bidibur echa? That two things were recited at the same time. What are Chazal trying to express to us? What are they trying to tell us? So normally, when Chazal use this lashon of bidibur echa nemru, it's very understandable. Chazal is not the only time it comes up by Shabbos. Chazal tell us bidibur echa a number of times. Normally, it's talking about a cases of Torah. Yeah, but even all the Saras Adibras, all the Saras Adibras, Rabbeinu Shalom says, but Chazal. What? Okay, so very often when the Torah says bidibur echa nemru, chametz matzah is not an example, but no, normally but it wasn't bidibur echa. Chazal never say bidibur echa. So when do Chazal normally tell us bidibur echa? Normally bidibur echa comes when When there's an asay and a lois asay together, and it's a package deal. For instance, when it comes to the mitzvah asay of tzitzis and the isser of shatnis, we know the mitzvah asay of tzitzis overrides the isser of shatnis. So Chazal say, b'dibur echa nemru. We know that when it comes to the mitzvah of doing yibum, the mitzvah of doing yibum overrides the isser of eshes ach. Normally you can't marry your sister-in-law. All of a sudden, in the context of mitzvah of yibum, it's a mitzvah too. So the Torah tells us the mitzvah asay of yibum was b'dibur echad with the Isser of Eshes Ach. Now these examples we understand. The fact that you have to be Mechalal Shabbos to bring Karbanos, we understand that. That was B'dibur Echad. Shabbos, Mila and Shabbos. Shabbos and Karbanos were in one parsha. They were said at once. Why? To teach you that one overrides the other when they come into conflict. Tzitzis and Kalayim. That all makes very good sense to me. And that's normally, if not always, except for this one exception, the context where the Torah says, B'dibur Echad, with two things, B'dibur Echad, because one comes into conflict with the other, and that's what we mean, B'dibur Echad. Don't think you have a mitzvah as Yiba, don't think you have the mitzvah of Yibum and Eishas Ach, and they happen to come into conflict. The Rabbi Shalom knew they come into conflict. It was B'dibur Echad, and they're Doichad. That's what B'dibur Echad means. It means that they're going to come into conflict, and therefore we understand that, and from the get-go, understand that when I give you the Isser of Eishas Ach, when I give you the Isser of Kalayim, it's except in this case of Tzitzis, it's an except in the case of Yibum. That I understand very well. But when it comes to the mitzvah of Shabbos, when it comes to Shomer and Zachar, so there's no conflict over here. This is not the Torah telling me these two things are going to come into conflict. These are two totally separate mitzvahs. One's a mitzvah saseh of Kiddush, one's a mitzvah leis saseh of leis varoesh, of doing the malacha. So what the Torah, what the Chazal telling us that this is B'dibur Echad. B'dibur Echad means when the two are going to come into conflict and one has to override the other, that's when we say, don't worry, they were given at the same time. We understand there will be a conflict. Shomer and Zacha, there's no conflict whatsoever. So what do Chazal mean when they tell us, B'dibur Echad Nemru? I believe the idea is as follows. B'dibur, what?
It's not Be'idna. The concept of Be'idna.
Yeah.
Like Milo B'tzaras or anything that.
Yeah.
The time that you do the mitzvah, that's when you do it for the Loisas.
Yeah.
That
forget not be'idna. It's not a case of asay deichalais asay it all. They're not in conflict whatsoever. They're not in conflict. So what does it mean? B'dibur echad namu. This is exactly the question. So I believe the idea of b'dibur echad really goes a bit deeper. It doesn't simply mean when the two are going to run into conflict. Normally it comes up in a case when the two are going to run into conflict. However, the Torah is telling us as follows. A person could theoretically think, when I have a case of asay deichalais asay, let's take klayim and tzitzis. Let's take Eshes Ach and Yibum. Those cases, regular cases, where we have a conflict between an Aseh and a Lois Aseh. On the one hand, my sister-in-law is Aser to me. On the other hand, I have a mitzvah of Yibum. So the Torah says, do the mitzvah of Yibum. Normally it's an Aser act. Now it's a mitzvah to do it. B'dibur Echad Nemru. What Chazal are telling us, B'dibur Echad, don't think you stam. You have two mitzvahs. You have a mitzvah of Yibum. You have an Isser of Eshes Ach. And there's a conflict. The word conflict is incorrect. What the Torah is telling us, saying Chazal, is B'dibur Echad. This very same value that normally tells you you can't marry your sister-in-law, in the case of Yibam, it's that very value which demands that you uphold your brother's name. The two things go hand in hand. They're protecting the same value. They're protecting the same ideal. The thing that tells you normally you can't wear Kalayim for the Kedusha of the Begadim, that very ideal is being upheld with tzitzis. And in the context of tzitzis, you do wear Kalayim. Asay deichalais asay, in these scenarios, when the Torah said B'dibur Echad, the Torah is telling you that the very value which requires from you to do the mitzvah asay, it's that value which normally requires that you refrain from the lois asay. When the two come into conflict, so therefore, the Torah says, it's the same value. It's not like you're being over an asay because of a mitzvah asay. It's the very same idea. It's the very same concept that you are, that one is upholding. That is true when it comes to asay deichalais asay, and normally that's when these things are expressed. However, when it comes to Shomer and Zachar, the Torah is telling us the same thing. The Torah is telling us, don't think these are two separate things. Don't think that there's a concept of Shmirah Shabbos, guarding Shabbos, the mitzvahs as Lois say. And then there's a concept of Zachar Yom Shabbos, a mitzvah of Kiddush. Two totally separate Shabbos. No, these are one ideal. There's one ideal of Shabbos, one I value of Shabbos. And there are two ways which the Torah protects it. There are two ways which the Torah makes sure that a person achieves it. it. One way is from refraining from melacha. Another way is from being mekadish it. As we've quoted many times in the past from the Sefer Ksava Kabbalah, he says, "Es shabsoisai tishmeru b'loshen rabim tu shabbosais." There's the Shabbos of the mitzvahs, lo sase refraining, but if one just stays at home and refrains in his room by himself all day from melacha, he kept the shomer es yom Shabbos, shomer es yom Shabbos. But he wasn't Mikayim Shabbos. You need both to achieve the Shabbos. There's both the Shomer and the Zohar. It's one package deal. If you're part of one, you're by definition part of the other. Because they're both there to achieve the same value. Bedibur Echad doesn't simply mean that when the two come into conflict. Bedibur Echad is coming to tell us a huge chiddush. Sometimes you have two mitzvahs. Sometimes the mitzvah Leis Aseh and Aseh. Sometimes you have two mitzvahs where the Torah gave you two mitzvahs to protect one value. And in that case, the two become a package. They become one unit. They become as one. And that's what the Ramban is telling us. The Ramban is not saying that a mitzvah asay is greater than a mitzvah lois asay. Of course, in general, we know a mitzvah lois asay is chomer. However, the Ramban is telling us in the case of Shabbos, where you have one value called Shabbos, a day where I'm supposed to get closer to the Rabban Hashem, and the Torah gave me two ways to achieve that closeness to the Rabban Hashem, a way to achieve it through a mitzvah asay, such as Zohar, that's a way to achieve it through Ava, and then a way to achieve that closeness, to protect that closeness, protect that day through a mitzvah lois asay, that's the way of Yira. So the relationship created ayidei the Ava is greater than the relationship created ayidei Yira. Of course, you have to refrain from a lois asay. It's more chomer than an asay, and if the two come into conflict, unless it's asay derech lois asay, we would say sheval tasa, don't do the lois asay. But when you have two ways of achieving a relationship, says the Ramban, achieving the relationship ayidei the mitzvahs asay through the Ava is greater than the lois asay. Shal zachar v'shamer v'dibur echad is telling us that there's one value called Shabbos, two mitzvahs, a mitzvah asay and a mitzvah lois asay, protecting that very value. And that's the concept that Chazal are saying. Not simply that they were said at once. It's one Shabbos protected by two separate mitzvahs. Therefore, says the Ramban, says the Gemara, if a woman is obligated in Shomer, it would make no sense to say she's not obligated in Zohar. It's one package deal. It's one unit called Shabbos. You can't be chayiv in half the Shabbos. Es shabsoisai tishmaru. There's one Shabbos, two ways of protecting it, by refraining from melacha and by mitzvahs asay, making kiddush.